Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have an Eagles historia coming up, who is also a brilliant analyst of the games on NBC Sports Philadelphia. He and Seth Joyner, Barrett Brooks, and Michael Barkley were all brilliant yesterday. And he is with us now, the great Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Morning, Ange.
Ray, I want to play this for you just because I want, in real time, your feelings as this was happening. You know this game as well as anybody, and you know this city as well as anybody, and it's fourth down, and Matt Pryor has just jumped offside. Implausibly, he has jumped offside, and now here's Merrill describing what happens next.
19 seconds to go, and now you're asking Jake. Nope, they're going to bring the offense back.
Yeah,
they have to.
They're going
to
punt the football.
And settle for the tie. That's inexplicable how they can't line up for a field goal with the game on the line. Inexplicable.
All right, Ray. A tie. Your reaction in real time when that was happening. What were you thinking? What were you experiencing?
Disbelief. Disbelief. I couldn't. I just couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to say. I mean, it was. Doug had two choices there. There were and only two choices after, you know, after prior jumps. One is you kick the field goal. You try to kick the field goal. The other is we got to go for it, fourth and 12. You know, and let's see if we can convert the fourth and 12 and then hold on to the ball and get down and then kick the field goal. I mean, to me, those were the only two choices, and neither one obviously is a great choice. But those are your only two choices. You either try the long field goal, or you go for it on fourth and 12, and you hope you convert it. But that's it. I mean, the idea of punting in that situation and giving yourself no chance, just punt the ball and just say, okay, we're just going to settle for a tie, was jaw dropping to me. I mean, so many things flash through your mind on at a time like this. But when that all happened, I'm thinking when it's over, I'm thinking, you know, was it really that long ago that Doug stood on the steps of the Art Museum and said, "This is hey Philadelphia, this is the new normal." You know, really now the new normal is playing for a tie against the Cincinnati Bengals. Is that how we've redefined the new normal with this football team? I hate to think so, but yesterday it was. And you know, watching Doug's press conference when everybody was hammering him about decision as they had to in light of what happened, you know, he just seemed so befuddled by it. I mean, it seemed like it you know, when he's talking about, well, tomorrow, you know, I'll rethink it, and you know, and hindsight and all this stuff. It's, well, that's not how this works. you don't get to make this decision on Monday. You have to make the decision on Sunday, and you made the absolute wrong decision. I mean, it's you had to go for it there. I would have kicked the field goal. I would have tried the field goal and taken the chance on just giving the Bengals the ball at that spot. But if he'd gone for it 4th and 12 and failed, at least you're trying. At least you go down fighting. You don't under any circumstance do what he did. I mean, wave the white flag to a Cincinnati Bengals team. I don't know. I've been covering this team. This is my 50th year covering this team, and I've seen a lot of crazy stuff and stuff that left me scratching my head. But this was in a class all its own.
Wow. All right. Now, Ray, we've obviously been trying to come up with a theory as to why he would make that decision. I have a sense that he was so amazed that Matt Pryor couldn't stand still, right? That he hadn't considered what he would do at 4th and 12, and he the rote decision as well. Now we're out of field goal range. I got a punt. Not taking into account the situation of the game. But most of my co-hosts here are saying it's a sign of no confidence in either side of the ball. You agree with that?
Oh, sure, yeah. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, it's you're asking a lot. You're asking a lot for a guy to kick a 64-yard field goal. I think the kid's capable of it, but you know, that's you're asking him to kick the longest field goal in the history of the franchise by 3 yards. So, I mean, I can't necessarily call that a lack of confidence in the kicker. You're asking him to do something that no kicker in Eagles history has ever done. The more egregious thing, and probably the more troubling thing, is you look at 4th and 12 there, and you say, "Yeah, no, our offense isn't capable of picking up a 4th and 12 against the Cincinnati Bengals." There's where your lack of confidence lies. But you know what? I guess I'm basically saying the same thing, because I'm saying, presented with the same choices, I would have gone for the field goal rather than ask the offense to try and pick up 4th and 12 against a bad defense. I would have gone that way. But that's the state that you find yourself in. And I said to Michael Barkin when the thing was over, I said, you know, when I looked at the schedule this year, I looked at the schedule and I said, you know, that's a tough schedule. I mean, they got some really good teams on there. But the one good thing about it, if you're looking at it for an Eagles advantage, is they have three very winnable games to start the year. You know, you got Washington, you got a Rams team that you've kind of owned for the last few years, and they have to come to you. And then you got the Bengals, for God's sakes. I said, you're looking at three winnable games. So you can start this year, you can jump out of the gate 3-0. And what we know is going to be a bad division. You can put yourself in a position where they're going to have to chase you the rest of the year. Well, here we are 3 weeks in, and you haven't won a game yet. And now the tough part of the schedule begins.
Yeah, exactly. Ray, give me your analysis of what you see for Carson Wentz.
It's bad.
I love the sigh, Ray. I love the sigh.
I'm trying to be fair about it, and I'm trying not to be too dire about it. I mean, there were some hopeful signs in there. I mean, there were a couple glimpses of the old Wentz. I mean, he fought his way out of a couple of sacks. I mean, there were a couple times when it looked like he was going to go down, and he pulled away from it and got out, and then a couple times made a play out of it. You know, the drive right before the end of regulation where you go down the field and, you know, and he tucks the ball away and dives in to send the game to overtime. You know, those are all – I mean, we're at a point now where I guess it looks like we're kind of grasping at straws, but there were a couple of moments in here where you saw glimpses of the old Wentz. But overall, it's still not good. I mean, his lack of accuracy continues. His decision-making remains poor. One of the things that really troubles me is he keeps using the term, the defender made a great play.
I think we may have just lost Ray. But, yes, I was going to bring this up. Oh, yeah. Ray, are you there?
I'm here.
Because what's weird is we lost you, but I know you don't have a cell phone. So that was really weird. I'm sorry. Please continue. Ray? All right. Joe, we're going to have to recall him. Let's recall him. There's one thing about Wentz that I've noticed, Jonesy, and it's interesting. He has become a robot. You understand?
Yes.
He's become robotic with his answers now. Under all conditions. Ray, I'm sorry, we lost him here again. We're trying to get him. He gives rote answers now to questions. I have to get better. I'm going to get better, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Right? That now, by week three, this is 3 weeks of this, is infuriating me to listen to this. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. Number eight, Joe.
Every game. You know, you're going to miss a couple. You're going to, you know, make some plays. Things happen. Obviously, I got to just be better. I got to, you know, handle some of these and – And some of them are communication, just make sure we're on the same page with everybody, and some are just, you know, poor throws, and I got to be better, and I will. And guys are, you know, we're still meshing and gelling as a team and building the chemistry, and, you know, a lot of moving pieces today, and not as an excuse, but guys will continue to get this experience and learn from it, and we'll all be better.
Now it's the pandemic. We need more time together.
Did you hear that? I will.
There's 31 other teams that had the same thing you did. Oh, don't even. Ow. I can't listen to him. All right, Ray is back. Ray.
Yes.
We're talking about Wentz was just explaining how he needs more time.
Mm-hmm.
your analysis of Carson again, please. What are you seeing there?
Well, as I said, I thought there were a couple little things that he did in there.
Yep.
A couple plays here and there where you said, okay, that kind of looks like the old Wentz, you know, got out of trouble,
right.
You know, shook off the blitzers, made a play. At the end of the game, he has the drive, takes you down the field, obviously aided by two penalties, but he takes you down the field and then tucks the ball away and scores on a run to take you to overtime. I mean, those were all things that you thought were encouraging, but overall, no. overall, the passing part of it is just his accuracy remains really way off, and again his decision making is just awful. I mean, and it bothers me that he keeps saying that the defender made a great play on it. You know, that's what he said on the interception he threw to Arcega Whiteside a week ago. The defender made a great play on it. No, he didn't. You made a terrible throw.
Yeah.
And the one and the interception in this game here, where he throws the ball to Ertz and just hangs it up on the inside on a ball that has to be thrown on the outside. And he says, no, the defender made a great play. It was the easy play. I mean, you threw it right to him. So,
right.
You know, this idea that, well, the other guys are making great plays or they get paid too. No. These plays are the result of your mistakes. And
right.
And you have to accept that fact. And it's that inability to make easy plays. And the overthrow to Sanders might have been the most egregious of all.
Oh, without a doubt. Ray, one last thing. Doug is coming out at 8 o'clock. He said he needed fresh eyes to look at that sequence at the end that led to him going for the punt. Do you think he'll acknowledge it was a mistake?
I think he will go as far as to say, "I can see your point." I don't know that he will say.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's going to turn around and say, "No, you know what? I was wrong."
Yeah. He needs
to say that. Well, yeah, I think he should, because what he's basically saying is see.
All right, we have lost Ray again. I have no idea what is going on with his phone. He's using a landline.
Old-timey phone.
I believe, he literally has to say, hey, Bessie, put me on with the WIP Morning Show. You know how they ring those?
Yeah, and they share the phone.
Anyway, Ray Dettinger was sponsored by Eagles Checking, developed with the Eagles for Eagles fans. Available now only for First Trucks Bank, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. First Trucks Bank. Member FDIC. Let's try San Francisco, see if it looked any better from there. Hi, Mario.
Hey, guys. Hi. I'm not asking you how you're doing, because I know everybody's got a barf
Mario.
Bag in Philly right now. Everybody's got a barf bag in Philly.
Yeah, Mario. Everyone. What'd you think of going for Ty?
Stink. Even my dog, look, my little dog ran downstairs when that happened. She actually got up and... She sits next to me watching the TV. She got up, and before he tried to go for the tie, I started laughing. She walked right downstairs.
Oh, Rhea, Mario's dog left the room.
Oh, my dog.
You
was,
were with your
yeah,
dog.
Judy
her
was not
dog
happy.
Got on her lap out. and he was.
She's 70 pounds.
He was quaking. He was shivering and nervous, but not as nervous as Doug Peterson when he sent the punt team out. Oh, Mario, this is in Philadelphia. You know you lived here once. You don't go for a tie, ever.
No.
Where awful, do you?
Awful.
Where do you go for a tie? Tell me where you go for a tie in this city. What? Oh, this place
Boyd's?
Is.
Yeah, you can
San
buy
Francisco
one
would be okay. Wait, I'm just saying, Mario, you can't do that here.
No. And they're coming out here, too? Oh.
Yeah, Sunday night.
No. The good news is you don't have to go to the game. They're not letting anybody in.
Yeah, and Nick Foles made me laugh.
Oh, no.
All right, don't start with Nick Foles today, Mario. That's
and one more thing.
Yep.
Basically, I'm going to give you three quick scenarios. Howie Roseman can't draft, take him out of there.
Correct.
Doug Peterson is showing who he really is. He was a charade without the people he had around him in 2017, he's just unraveling.
Should we get rid of him too, Mario? Should we get rid of him?
Take away play calling.
All right. And what about Wentz? Should we bench Wentz?
Wentz, as long as you guys have that Super Bowl trophy in the stadium, Wentz's mind is never going to come back. He's gone.
Mario, I really loved your call. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been 1 hour and 14 minutes into the show, and two of our callers have also already called for the departure of Howie Roseman as GM, the dismissal of Doug Peterson as coach, and the benching of Carson Wentz.
We are off
to a very strong start.
What a tie will do for you.
Well, the only time you ever go
Could it have been worse if they lost?
Nope.
No, the only time you ever go for a tie is the end of a season.
Yeah.
If a tie gets you in the playoffs.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's it.
100%.
That's it. And I don't even think that is easy to sell in this city. This city is, I'd rather go down losing than surrender and walk away with a tie. That was our top 10 most insulting decisions in the history of Philadelphia sports. And the coach is coming out in 45 minutes, and he has no choice but to acknowledge it. And even that's not going to make it much better.
No.
It still happened.
You're not going to undo a tie.
You can't undo a tie. The rest of the year, we have to look at that little one in the T column. It has to keep mocking us. Remember the week we tied Bengals? Wow.
You want to talk about mocking? The Washington football team's social media said, it could be worse. We could be the Eagles.
Yeah. The Washington, they don't even have a name.
Yeah.
No.
And they're mocking us. 215-592-9494. There's a lot of more ground to cover. But Rhea's been playing on money. I need 2 minutes on Bryce Harper. Because what he did put the pressure right on the ownership of the Phillies. And when are they going to make the obvious decision and get rid of their GM? Their GM, Al, if their GM stays, I leave.
Noon hour.
Not the year. I leave my support of my baseball team. Thank you. WIP Sports Time 760.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.